2:25 to go in our first quarter. Vic in the shotgun gets the snap. Second down and long. Hands it off to Adams. Great blockers left side. He's into Ellsworth territory. Sprint mode. 30, 25, 20, 10. He's gone. 63-yard rush. Taking it to the house. Adams put on the burners and outrun to everybody. It's now a 3-score lead for the Ravens. As it sets up second down and medium. Vic gets the snap. Quick throw out to Bose. Far side of the field. He breaks one tackle. Jukes by another, and he'll be brought down at about the 42. Short gain that time as a quick little pass to the outside as we're just underway here in Iowa Falls. Third down and short, Vic in the shotgun. He'll hand it off to his back. That's Kelly. He goes off right side, stiff arm. He's in cadet territory, still on his feet, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds as the Panthers are finally able to bring him down. But not until after a big gain as he's brought down on the Ellsworth 40. Couple of runs by Kelly. He's moved forward both times. Vic in the shotgun. Takes the snap, hands it off to Kelly, sweep off left side, and he's brought down in the backfield. Great defensive effort. It was Palos, the man that leads this team in tackles, able to get down the back that time. Sets up second down and long. Palos has 50 tackles on this team. Second down and 8 from the Ellsworth 39. Vic gets the snap, looking to throw the whole way. Throws it near sideline, spin move, and they'll pick up about half the distance they need for a first down marker as it's Breck Long, the tight end that does it all for this Coffeyville team. We saw last week he took snaps in the backfield. And as quickly as we say that, we have a Wildcat formation with Long in at the QB spot. Two receivers on the far side. He'll take the snap. He's got blockers ahead of him. Tries to go off left tackle, and Palos gets in the backfield and brings him down as he moves backwards that time. And we have fourth down and 3 coming up. Coffeyville looks like they will go for it here. Adams comes into the backfield for the first time in this game. Two receivers each side of the formation. They're on the Panther 35. They need 3 yards. Vic throws it out. Short pass, enough for the first down. As being brought down is Hayward as he gets his second catch of the game. And it will move the chains as he is brought down at the 27-yard line. Under 12 minutes to play in our first quarter, still no score. Two receivers each side of the formation. First time they bring a man in motion, that's Hayward. They're going to hand it off. That's Adams trying to rush forward. And the defense of the Panthers is able to wrap him up almost immediately. Slater able to make the play, and Adams actually lost a yard that time. 166 yards in his first career start for Adams last game. His first carry this afternoon. No luck. Back to the shotgun for Vic. Looking right. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to keep it himself, and he's got green grass. 20, 15, 10. Blockers downfield, and he's hit right as he crosses the goal line, and he scores from 28 yards away. The Ravens waste no time to get our first score of this game as they take a 6-0 lead. Third down and 6 from their own 31-yard line. Bunched up this time, they bring a man in motion. Cockrell fakes the handoff. Now he's looking to run towards his right. Throws on the run. He's got an open receiver, but a great defensive play. An interception is made. What an effort by Jack Lanning. He came over, deflected the ball away from the receiver, and just tipped it up in the air. It just hung up in the air for a little while, and Lanning came back to the ball to make the play. What a defensive effort. And that will give the Ravens the ball back as they take over on their own 34.